Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of laughter. You know that feeling when life throws you curveballs? We all get it, right? But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against those everyday anxieties and stress balls? It's not some fancy meditation app or a mystical mantra, it's plain old gratitude. Yeah, you heard me right. Practicing gratitude can actually make your life happier, healthier, and way more fulfilling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another cheesy self-help tip, hear me out. I'm not talking about posting overly saccharine pictures on Instagram with hashtags like #blessed or pretending everything's perfect when it's not. We're going deeper than that. True gratitude is about actively appreciating the good stuff in your life, even the small things that often get overlooked. And trust me, there are a ton of those. Think about it. The warmth of the sun on your skin, a delicious cup of coffee in the morning, that laughter-inducing meme you just saw, these little moments add up to create a much richer and more joyful life. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways on how to harness the power of gratitude and unlock a happier you. First up, start a gratitude journal. Seriously, it's like a love letter to your own awesomeness. Each day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, no matter how small. Did your toast pop up perfectly? Bam. Grateful. Got an unexpected compliment from a stranger. Daddle bam. Grateful. It trains your brain to focus on the positive and rewire those negative thought patterns. Next, savor the good stuff. When something truly awesome happens, don't just brush it off. Pause, take a deep breath, and really let that feeling sink in. This could be anything from finishing a challenging project to simply enjoying a beautiful sunset. By savoring these moments, you're making them last longer and creating more positive memories. Third, express your appreciation. Tell the people you love how much they mean to you. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening relationships and spreading happiness around. Remember that person who always has your back. Let them know. Your barista who makes your latte just right. Show some love. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment. Instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, focus on what's happening right now. The feel of the breeze on your face, the taste of your food, the sound of laughter, these are all moments of gratitude waiting to be discovered. And finally, be kind to yourself. We're all human and we have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your feelings, but don't let them consume you. Remember that even on the toughest days, there are always things to be grateful for, like a roof over your head, the ability to breathe, and the chance to start fresh tomorrow. Ever find yourself stuck in a negative thought spiral? You know, that feeling when every little thing seems to go wrong, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world. Well, guess what? I've been there. Just last week, my friend decided to take an impromptu vacation. I could die right before a big meeting. Talk about adding insult to injury, right? But instead of freaking out, I took a moment to practice gratitude. I was grateful for the fact that I had a backup phone, for the amazing people on my team who rallied around me, and for the opportunity to learn from this little hiccup. And you know what? It totally shifted my perspective. By focusing on the positive, I was able to navigate that stressful situation with grace and even turn it into a learning experience. So remember, folks. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the good, even when life throws you curveballs. It's a powerful tool that can transform your mindset, boost your happiness, and help you live a more fulfilling life. Ready to embrace the power of gratitude? I challenge you to start practicing these tips today. Journal those wins, savor those moments, express your appreciation, practice mindfulness, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Join me tomorrow for another dose of modern stoicism, because even in the midst of chaos, there's always something to be grateful for. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.